Well, if I was to go down to Salamanca, to the waterfront, and sit on one of those kind of shiny three-wheeler motorbikes, trikes, I suppose you can call them, and if I was just to sit there and then go to turn on the ignition key, what do you think would happen to me? I don't think it'd go very well. Do you? You've seen the guys who own those machines and how much they care for them. I don't think it would go very well. But then what if I went and said to them, hang on a minute, the Lord needs this. And I'll bring it back when he's finished. Would that get me out of trouble? Probably not. Probably not. But in Mark chapter 11, verse 3, Jesus said to his to two disciples, go and get this donkey. And he says, if anyone asks you what you are doing, say, the Lord needs it. The Lord needs it. The instructions were pretty clear to those two disciples who were on donkey duty that day. The Lord needed a donkey and they needed to go and retrieve it. Now, the instructions sound pretty strange. People usually ask Jesus to meet their needs. There aren't that many places in the scriptures, if you read through, where Jesus expresses his need. I can think of one, and that was on the cross when he said, I'm thirsty, and they gave him something to drink. I can't think of any other off the top of my head of where Jesus actually expresses his need. People usually come to him and he gives them their need. But he said, if anyone asks you about taking this donkey, just say the Lord needs it. Jesus needed a donkey, or more precisely, the Lord needed a donkey. And again, if we look through Mark's gospel, there's nowhere where Jesus actually calls himself the Lord. When he speaks of himself in the third person, he calls himself the Son of Man or the Son of God. Where is this coming from where he says the Lord needs the donkey? Well, there's one other incident in Mark chapter 5 where Jesus healed the demon-possessed man from the who was in the tombs and cutting himself. And Jesus healed him and he said, go home and tell your friends how much the Lord has done for you. So he's wanting the man to go home and tell him not just what Jesus has done, but what the Lord has done. So this kind of third person expression of the Lord is really referring to God himself, God in heaven. So when Jesus says that the Lord needs the donkey, I think it's reasonable for us to say that Jesus is referring to God in heaven. The Lord Almighty needs a donkey. Now, does that up the ante a little bit? The Lord needs a donkey. Why would God possibly need a donkey? Well, let me give you three brief reasons. The first is the Lord needed a donkey so that God himself could announce to the whole of Jerusalem that Jesus was the long-awaited king. The prophet Zechariah spoke hundreds of years before this event, and he said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The crowd caught on when they saw Jesus on the donkey. And they said, it's recorded in verse 10, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So Jesus, again, he's coming in the name of the Lord. It is not Jesus' idea. It's God's idea. God wanted Jesus to sit on that donkey. Of course, Jesus knew the prophecy from Zechariah, and Jesus knows what is about to happen to him. But it is not his claim that he is making for himself. This is God in heaven who is announcing to all that Jesus is the appointed king. See the donkey. God has provided the king, and here he is. The people of Jerusalem understood on that day that Jesus was God's king. They threw their coats on the ground, on the road, as a carpet rolled out for the king. And then when they ran out of coats, they cut branches, palm branches, and threw them on the ground to spread a carpet for God's appointed king, for the one who was coming. And they cried, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus is the king, the one who has been spoken of, the one who has been prophesied about, the king who will bring in this new kingdom, the kingdom of David, which is the kingdom of God as we follow that theme through. So Jesus is establishing the fact that he is king. And what does he do? He goes straight to the temple. This is exactly what you would expect the king to do. Straight to the temple. Because the king is the person who represents God in heaven. The king is the person who is responsible for what happens in the temple. So that's the first reason God needs a donkey, to help Jesus to understand that God is with him, to help Jesus to see that it's not just his idea, that this is God's purpose and God's intention, that he should arrive in Jerusalem as the king. So that's the first reason. The second reason that Jesus needed a donkey is because of what's going to await him in Jerusalem. As I said, the king went to the temple. The king is responsible for keeping the worship of God in temple order. The priests do the work in the temple. The priests are the ones who lead in worship and do run the sacrificial system and follow the religious calendar and do all those things. But the king is responsible for the functioning of the temple. And Jesus made sure that in his kingdom, worship of God was available to everyone. He had a look around. He took it all in. Mark says he went home, went back to Bethany, just out of Jerusalem, and came back the next day. And what did he do the next day? Well, it's called Jesus' cleansing of the temple. What he did was he drove out all those who were conducting business in the temple court. Some were changing money. If you came from wherever you come as a pilgrim to the temple in Jerusalem and you had Roman coins, well, then you needed to change them into shekels, which was the currency of the temple, and you paid your temple tax. They were also selling animals, sheep and goats and doves that you could buy if you had not been able to bring your own animal as a sacrifice, and all sorts of other things that they would sell to the people who had come, particularly those who were pilgrims, who were travellers. Now, this was all happening in the temple courts, and we read that this is happening in the court of the Gentiles. There was a special part of the temple where the Gentiles could use. They could not go any closer in because they were Gentiles and not Jews. But the design of the temple of God was that there was a place for Gentiles to pray. And the religious leaders of Jesus' day had filled that up so that it was a marketplace. So Jesus says, "My house should be called a house of prayer for the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers." So instead of the Gentiles being able to worship God there, the nations were to come together. Instead of that, there's just a marketplace. Now, Jesus' authority is to be challenged, severely challenged. And his claim to be king will end up getting him arrested and falsely accused, and eventually lead to the agony of execution. The Lord needed a donkey because Jesus is in his humanity, needed to be encouraged by God himself to go through with this mission. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, if you remember, in a few days' time from this incident, Jesus struggles in prayer with God and says, is there any other way? But no, God has helped Jesus to see the necessity of what is going to happen to him, because he is the king, because God has appointed him to ride the donkey into Jerusalem. So in his humanity, Jesus needed to be assured of God's plan and God's purpose. And he went to the cross, again, not in his own strength, not by his own initiative. He went to his death convinced that this was God's plan and purpose for him, right down to the incident of riding on the donkey. So the Lord needed a donkey to announce to all the people that Jesus was the appointed king. The Lord needed a donkey to encourage Jesus in his humanity to remain strong and to follow God's will and purpose right to the end. And thirdly and finally, the Lord needed a donkey because the people needed a saviour. The Jews needed a king to save them, but not a king of their own making. They needed God's appointed king, the humble king, the king from heaven. And Jesus alone is that king. He is the one who can save the people from their sins. Mark records that what was written on the cross above Jesus, his charge, the charge against him, read the King of the Jews. The Romans wrote this to mock him, some king. The Jewish leaders didn't like the title, but they eventually joined in mocking him as well, saying, you saved others. Come on, save yourself. Come down from that cross. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down and then we will believe. Jesus came riding on a donkey so that the people would believe, so that the ordinary people could see that God's appointed king had come and only he could save them. And in order to do that, he needed to stay on that cross and to be the punishment that we deserve, to receive that punishment. So on that first Palm Sunday, in accordance to God's will, Jesus rode the donkey down the Mount of Olives to Jerusalem. And on Good Friday, as he breathed his last, Mark takes us back to the temple. And he writes that when Jesus died, the curtain of the temple was ripped in two from top to bottom. The next section in from the court of the Gentiles, there was a curtain that blocked off the Holy of Holies, the place that represented God's presence. And now the curtain has been torn. People, ordinary people, can come into God's presence because Jesus is the King. Only Jesus, God's appointed King, could give his life to bring salvation to the world. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David, the people cried out. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, this kingdom of our ancestor David would finally come. The kingdom of David is the kingdom of God, the new kingdom that Mark is teaching, that Jesus came to establish. He is the king, and the kingdom comes with him as people follow him. So to finish up, the Lord had need of a donkey to show to everybody that Jesus was the eternal king. The Lord had need of a donkey for Jesus himself to be strengthened, to entrust himself to God's plan and to give his life. The Lord needed a donkey to encourage the people to see Jesus as the king of his new kingdom, of the kingdom of heaven. Those two disciples, who Jesus sent off on donkey duty that day, didn't have a clue of what the result of their actions would be and how it would echo throughout the ages. Christ, God's King, has come. But in obedience to Jesus, they entered the village and found a donkey and made that request, as Jesus had said. In obedience, they untied the donkey and took it to Jesus and put their coats on it for him to sit on it. In obedience to Jesus, they enabled the people to see that Jesus was the King and to proclaim, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Their obedience brought all these results from these actions. So, donkey duty, it sounds a bit mundane, doesn't it? And so do many of the things that we do in order to serve Jesus. When I got here this morning, people were running around everywhere getting set up and with a little bit of stress because Victor's not here, and that meant people had to make decisions and to do stuff. But in order to put this service together, don't ever think that's just a kind of behind the scenes thing. It's being obedient to God. And whatever we do, if we persevere in obedience to Jesus, we too will be a part of pointing people to see that Jesus is the King. If we obey him, our lives too will shout out that truth. Hosanna in the highest. Praise him, glorify him. Jesus, the King, who comes in the name of the Lord. So how will you respond? Will we obey when he calls us? Will we bring honour and glory to his name and point people to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Amen.